Good day, and welcome to the TGS Quarter 3 2018 Earnings Release Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to Christian Johansson. Please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to the TGS Third Quarter 2018 Conference Call. Sorry for the technical issues of the operator, but my name is Christian Johansson. I'm the CEO of TGS. And joining me today is our CFO, Sven Børre Larsen. This morning, we posted our third quarter earnings release and hosted a webcast from Oslo. I hope that you've had the opportunity to view the morning's release, and we will now give you just a brief summary of the main points before opening the call to your questions. In the third quarter of 2018, based on our segment reporting, TGS had total net revenues of $141 million. We were very pleased with the late sales contribution, which at $106 million were up 35% compared to the same quarter of last year. Pre-funding revenues were $33 million, funding 33% of our operational multi-client investments for the quarter. Operational multi-client investments were $100 million in addition to $7 million of non-operational investments. Operating profit for the quarter was $24 million, representing 70% EBIT margin. Earnings per share were 16 cents, up 78% year-on-year. Our cash balance remains strong at $322 million, and quarterly dividend will be maintained at 20 cents per share, which is up 33% from Q3 of last year. During Q3 of 2018, TGS was active acquiring data offshore in Norway, UK, Brazil, and East Canada. A significant volume of 3D data was added to our library with completion of the 45,500 square kilometer Norway Atlantic Margin Survey, as well as the 4,200 square Nansen project in the Barents Sea, and a close to 2,000 square kilometer Erland Wild West in the UK west of Shetlands. In addition, we had East Canada, where we added more than 14,000 square of 3D data over multiple surveys during this summer acquisition season in partnership with PGS. During Q3, we also continued acquiring data on the onshore with one project in the Permian and two in the scoop and stack play. This high level of onshore activity will continue into Q4. We've grown net revenues by 29% in the first 9 months of 2018, although industry-wide multi-client spending would appear to be only marginally up from last year. E&P companies have for the most part maintained a cautious approach to exploration spending this year, and TGS has instead benefited from increased revenues largely related to acreage turnover. TGS is well positioned to benefit from improved market conditions going into 2019, supporting further investment growth. Our counter-cyclical investment during the downturn with high volumes of data acquired at record low cost bodes well for continued industry-leading return on capital going forward. Our financial guidance for 2018 is as follows. New multi-client investments of approximately $260 million. Additional multi-client investments expected from sales of existing surveys with risk-sharing arrangements. And finally, pre-funding of new multi-client investments expected to be approximately 40%. At this time, we open up the call for your questions, so please press star 1 to pose your question. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question at this time, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question. Christopher Muller-Malcolm from Carinch. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. This is Christopher Muller-Malcolm from Carnegie. In terms of the level or client interest you see for fourth quarter, how would you describe this interest versus Q4 last year? Is it on par, or is it increasing or decreasing?
Thank you, Christopher. I think it's reason to believe that Q4 will be normally strong. You know, it usually represents a significant part of the annual revenues for any seismic company, and I don't see any difference this year. We have good discussions with clients. We have meetings with clients who tell us that they have year-end budgets, and then at the end of the day, I think it's going to be good for the industry. But you know, who gets what is always hard to say because it's tough negotiations and some pricing pressure, and So again, I think for the industry it's going to be okay, but it's hard to tell how it's going to be compared to previous years.
You have delivered, you know, close to 30% revenue growth so far this year in a market where your customers have basically guided for flat exploration spending and your peers have basically also reported flat. But do I read you correctly? Do I don't see a risk that, you know, you're dropping down to industry level? It seems like it's still good momentum going into Q4 for you.
Still good momentum for Q4, and I guess it's fair to say that it's always uncertainty related to who gets what, and I don't want to try to make any guidance on that for Q4, but I think it's going to be reasonably strong, and how strong it is compared to previous years remains to be seen, but we are reasonably optimistic about Q4.
You're currently in the budgeting season for 2019, and earlier today you alluded to that, you know, prices for acquisition services might well be up 5 to 10%. In terms of activity level, would you plan for a flat year next year, or would you assume as a base case that you'll probably do more investments or more activity, hence the level of investment is likely to come up for TGS?
Again, it's hard to say because, as you said, we're in the middle of that process right now. So right now we have a good pipeline of opportunities, and then over the next month or month and a half, we're going to decide which projects to pursue and which projects we're going to keep in the back pocket for now. But all I can say about that is that our backlog is up quite significantly from Q4 of last year. Well, that's a good indication, of course. We have a reasonably good backlog for next year in terms of projects that we are looking at or pipeline of opportunities. And then what I can say is that I really hope that we're going to be able to find good projects that could provide growth in investments.
There's been several years now where you've said that pre-funding is hard to obtain from clients. Now, at the Q3 report today, you are also showing several projects going into 2019. Do you see that the clients are willing to commit pre-funding from their 2019 budgets, or is it basically clients using parts of their 2018 budgets to participate in next year projects?
I think it's mainly 2019 budgets, and keep in mind that the 18 budgets were set back in October 17 when the oil price was 52. So we haven't really seen that uptick in budgets that you would assume to see when the price of oil goes up significantly, as we have seen over the last 8 months. So I think 2019 will hopefully be the year where all companies are able to enter into longer term commitments because they have a higher budget. And I think we've seen some indications of that already, and that's why we are quite pleased to see a backlog for next year that is stronger than it was at the end of Q3 last year.
Thank you. And just a final bookkeeping question. Had planned to start the ocean bottom seismic survey in U.S. Gulf of Mexico in fourth quarter. It was pushed out to Q1 next year, and I understand the reason was a delay in the crew. Could you just give some color of why the crew was delayed?
Well, that has to do with the previous survey they're doing, and they're doing that as a proprietary survey for an oil company. So we expected to start this survey in late November, early December, and that has been pushed out. I think the latest now is probably late January or early February, and for us that doesn't matter really all that much because it's a big survey. It's still going to take a while to acquire it, but it obviously has some impact on the pre-funding for this year. But again, that means that we're going to have a higher commitment for next year. So it's pushed out a little bit in time. The reasons I don't really want to speculate it because, I mean, they're doing that job for a proprietary, for an oil company. So it's slightly delayed. They started late and will finish late, but then they will be ready for us sometime in late January or early February, as I said.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
As a reminder, it's star one to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal for questions. There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, so with no further questions, I want to thank Christopher for his questions today. I just want to highlight again that our revenues are up 29% year-to-date, which I believe is a strong confirmation that TGS employees have done a great job at ensuring our library is located in the right areas to benefit in a recovering market. The market fundamentals are continuing to improve, and large E&Ps are likely to come under increasing pressure to replenish reserves. This, combined with increased spending from smaller E&P companies, will result in increased exploration budgets in the future. Thank you for calling in today, and I look forward to announce our next results in early February 2019. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.